to day 6 of 40 days with Jesus. We're looking at John chapter 20, verses 17 to 18 today. Yesterday we saw how the appearance of the risen Jesus to Mary set the pattern for a new way of encountering him through hearing his voice. Today we're going to look at another crucial aspect of this redefined relationship, a change that has huge implications for us as well. Clearly, Mary is thrilled to see and hear Jesus, and she wants to cling on to him. But Jesus says to her in verse 17, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." It's important to notice that Jesus is not rebuking her for touching him. Rather, he was telling her to let go because she was clinging on to him. The reason for this is found in the phrase, "for I have not yet ascended to the Father." Whatever else this may have meant, what seems clear is that Jesus is saying that from now on, Mary was not to relate to Jesus in the same way that she had always done, by seeing, touching and speaking to him in his earthly body. Because Jesus was going to heaven to be with the Father. However, rather than seeing this as a loss, he introduces news of a glorious transformation in the message that she is entrusted to bring to the disciples. "I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." At the heart of the gospel is this staggering message. Although Jesus was and is the unique Son of God, now through his death and resurrection, he has become our elder brother. You'll find that in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. And what that means is that God is now our Father. We need to pause for a moment and let this sink in. Here Jesus is introducing the glory of our spiritual adoption. We become part of the family. When you become a Christian, you did not join a religion, a denomination, or a movement. You joined a family that will last forever. And that is the highest privilege of resurrection. But it doesn't end there. The first thing that Mary is to do in response to this amazing news is to go and tell the other disciples. Our spiritual adoption is not something that we selfishly hold on to. Rather, we ought to extend this relationship to others. And straight away, Mary is faithful to this gospel call. She went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. What's your response to the idea that God is your Father? What does that mean for how you approach him when you come to pray or worship him? What difference does it make to know that God is your Father, especially during these times of lockdown and isolation? Do you see yourself as an undeserving sinner coming to a reluctant Father, or as God sees you today, as a much-loved child coming to a wonderful Father who loves you very much? I pray that you'll know that you're welcome in his presence. And he welcomes you, embracing you and loving you and wanting you to know that love. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for welcoming me into your family. I thank you for bridging a way for me to come to the Father. I thank you that all who receive you and believe in your name have the right to become children of God and co-heirs with you. Father, your word says that you are perfect and you will not disappoint or falter. You will never leave me or forsake me, and you long to pour out your love upon me. As your child, I receive your love afresh today. Thank you for your faithfulness to me. Help me to be faithful in telling others the good news. Amen. God bless you today, and we look forward to continuing this journey as we too encounter Jesus together.